So you recently moved to Cochrane.
Yes.
From where?
Just from Schumacher.
Oh, okay.
Downsized, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So tell me, how many children's books have you published to this point?
Six.
Wow. And how have they gone over?
Well, yeah, I am with a small Canadian hybrid publisher for those. So so four of them were for young adults and two for children. There's two picture books. So this past year we had our second picture book. I say our because I have an illustrator come out in August, and I had also a young adult novel come out in last January.
Oh, okay. So what are they called?
So the series for young adults is called Forged in Flames. So there's four books there, three in the trilogy, and then a companion book. So the newest one of those is called Penelope, and the children's books are called Letters in the Woods. That's an early literacy alphabet treasure hunt, and Strawberry Tea, which just came out in the fall, and that's a picture book about sharing, learning how to share.
Okay, and what's the book that's coming out next year?
So in it's slated for December 24. It's a middle grade fantasy, and that one will be through Chicken Scratch Books, which is a small publisher in the States. And yeah, so it's a fantasy about a girl living in a world where half their lives are spent under the water. And she is the gatekeeper's daughter. So that's what it's called, the gatekeeper's daughter. And she and a friend make a discovery that threatens the livelihood and, well, the existence of their village and their undersea world. So they have to wrestle with that.
And what's the intended audience for this?
That's middle grade, so 8 to 12 year olds.
What got you into writing for children and young adults?
Well, I've always written, and as you know, I had a background in journalism, and yeah, I just got an idea for a story. I've worked with kids for decades now, and really enjoy working with kids, and I've always had a passion for literacy, and had an idea for a children's story, and found a publisher, and started from there. So.
I don't know how to put this. Is it something you can make a living at?
No.
Okay.
I mean, there are a few authors that actually make a living just solely with their writing, especially this kind of writing. But it's definitely something that I've dedicated a lot of my time to.
What have you done other than writing books for a career or whatever?
I worked with senior services with the Red Cross. I've worked with kids in daycare settings. For a lot of the time, I've done a lot of care for children and young adults with disabilities. So I've done a lot of respite care and working in a special needs school. So a lot of that kind of thing.
Okay, so would that inspire you by dealing with kids like that all the time to write a children's or young adult book?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, Penelope, actually, the main character is of that book, is a young lady with Down syndrome, and she was inspired by a few people that I worked with and their families, and just a really timely bill that was going through the UK about valuing people with Down syndrome and their rights just kind of sparked that. And so that was a passion project. That was something that I needed to do. And I just have a lot of interest in the Down syndrome community, and yeah, so that one came out last year.
Okay. Anything else you want to tell me about any of your books? Well, okay, the ones that you've already published, where are they available?
They're everywhere. They're available online at all the retailers. They're available in store, in some stores. Some stores you have to ask for them to get them in. I've made them available in the Timmins Library, and I will be donating them also to the Cochrane Library, just because I don't think that every child is able to go out and buy books, and it's just good to have them readily accessible in the library system. The libraries have been wonderful for hosting events. I haven't done them here yet in Cochrane, but in Timmins, they were very, very open to doing book launches and all kinds of things to promote the books and get them into the hands of readers. So the Preschool Association too in Timmins was very, very good with the first picture book and did a lot to promote that and actually gave it out to every student in their classroom. So yeah, so I'm really interested in getting the books into the hands of readers. And yeah, so they are available online on Amazon, on all the different platforms that you can think of, and also through me, of course, locally. I do carry some stock, and through the publisher.
So if I walked into Kohl's at Timmins Square, would I be able to buy some of your books?
Yeah, they would get them in. They would get them in. Hmm. They sold out of the books that I had, that they had in stock, but you would just order them in from there.